Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Throughout the Bible, but especially in the New Testament, God is often called our Father. In fact, Jesus, who came into the world to reveal God, often referred to God as my Father or the Father. He taught his disciples to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Matthew 6:9. Obviously, there are differences between our earthly fathers and our heavenly Father. But Jesus chose that title for God for very good reason. He wanted all of us to be able to identify with one who was authoritative, compassionate, and loving, as earthly fathers are supposed to be. Tragically, many earthly fathers have given our heavenly Father a bad name. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus exhorted his disciples, Love your enemies. Bless them who curse you. Do good to them who hate you. And pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends the rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5:44-45. Do you get the impression from this reading that being God's children obligates us to behave in a certain fashion? In truth, the entire Sermon on the Mount was designed to tell us what God expects of us as his children. God loves his enemies because he wants them to become his friends. He has arranged a plan by which we can exchange our enmity for friendship. It is called reconciliation. All men, both Jews and Gentiles, were God's enemies. But Christ has abolished the enmity between man and God and between man and man, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, so making peace. Ephesians 2:16. When we believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, repent of our sins, confess our faith in Christ, and are baptized into Christ, we have become the children of our Heavenly Father with all the rights, responsibilities, and privileges pertaining thereto. Since God loves all men, both friends and enemies, he wants us to imitate him. Theologians often speak of common grace, that is, the grace which provides for the physical needs of friend and foe alike. Our God makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. That is to say, dear friends, that God makes no distinction between those who have obeyed his Son and become his children and the lost sinners of our world. We Christians have blessings and promises the people of the world do not know and cannot know while they remain outside God's kingdom. But he does care about the lost and provides for their welfare by making the sun to shine on them and by sending the rain on the just and on the unjust. If he did not provide physically for sinners, they simply could not survive to become his children. Contrary to the doctrine of predestination, God wants all men and women to become his sons and daughters. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come under the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2:3-4. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. By making his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sending rain on the just and the unjust, God provides witness to his existence and to his goodness. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.